Welcome back, everyone. This is Ash Hollywood with another edition of Ashaholics. And I hope you guys are addicted because we've been doing this so long for you. So for my 2.5 listeners out there, you should jump over to my Twitter at Ash Hollywood because this podcast has been inspired by the questions that you Ashaholics have asked me on my page. So we have Mo here adding commentary to my answers.
I add commentary to pretty much anything that I
do. Exactly.
He's sitting here in the room, and he already chewed through the duct tape, so we're just going to let him join in.
Very good.
I was hungry.
So, True Dead Man asked me, what is the weirdest, oddest fan encounter you've experienced or have seen?
Wouldn't that be right now with Mo?
It's right now with Mo. He just couldn't contain himself.
The fact that he's standing here naked in front of you.
I retweeted for him, and I just saw the weirdest things happen after that. I can completely understand why some girls opted out of retweeting.
Although you have to admit that you explained that if you talk about your butthole, it makes me smile on set.
It does. I was the first one to realize that if you talk about your butthole and Mo is having a bad day, he will smile.
Oh, I always have a bad day, but yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. I thought I was the only one.
It's no, freshly shaved.
So what's
free,
the answer? What's the answer?
And winking.
What's the answer to the question?
Fuck you.
Oh, look at him blush. So the weirdest encounter I ever had, I was in Mexico City doing the Expo de Sexo. And for some reason, blondes there are just magically celebrities already, but porn stars in general are very much magnified in the public eye. And I had this man come up to me and have him sign, he had me sign his anal beads. And they were huge. They were the size of grapefruit. And yes, giant, like 5 of these on a string, an industrial string. So I signed this man's anal beads and his request was, could you please punch me? And I was like, wait, you want me to hit? He asked if I would hit him. And I said, do you want me to punch you or do you want me to slap you? And he goes, well, whichever one you want. I'm in a foreign country, so I'm not going to hit a man, especially in a patriarchal country like Mexico. So I decide per request that I'm going to slap him. And so I slap this man with all my little bitty might. And he almost topples over. And he just goes, oh, they don't make them like you anymore, Miss Hollywood. So that was interesting.
That was weird.
Before I really started my femdom era as well. Yeah. So that was really fun and interesting for me.
Is that where it all began?
All downhill from there.
Exactly.
All down the rabbit hole. And that's where I learned how to peg. No. Almost.
Hola, senorita.
And that's where Christmas came from.
And that's where from here on out, every time she likes people say, hola, and she gets all excited. Ooh, Mexican.
Angelo 7266 asks me, this is great segueing, by the way, how much do you enjoy strap-on scenes when you're fucking guys? I want to reiterate that strap-on scenes and fucking guys is in capitals in this question, by the way. So it must have been really important. I truly enjoy making anybody's fantasy come true because I know that I cannot yuck anybody's yum because they're not always going to be the same. Just like flavors of food, flavors of sex tend to be quite diverse. Don't you dare unplug my microphone, dog. We have the Julianne mascot on the floor right now, sneezing delightfully and hugging up against the cords. If he doesn't like an answer, he's going to unplug me quite soon. But yeah, I do enjoy it. I do enjoy making people's fantasies come true. And what will probably make the men in the room uncomfortable at the moment is that when a guy's prostate is excited, it tends to give a man a harder orgasm and also a much larger boner. And because I'm a visual person, it just ends up being really sexy to watch all of that happen. I enjoy watching girls come just as much as guys, though. I'm not sexist in that at all.
So do you prefer guys or girls? If you're going to use a strap-on, do you prefer to do it to a guy or a girl?
You know, it's really equal. I mean, girls have more holes to play with a strap-on, so that's fun.
They only have one more.
I could throat fuck her. It just wouldn't do anything for me. I like spit, though, so it would do something for me. And with guys, it's fun. But I kind of pity the girls. So maybe I would say that I prefer to fuck a guy with a strap-on, a straight guy with a strap-on. Because for girls, I know that strap-ons aren't always exactly comfortable. And I can do the deed just as well with my hands and mouth combined. But Some girls just got a hole that they really want filled. God damn it, Husky.
He's okay.
So do you ever question then, you said straight guys, do you ever question the guy's masculinity?
No, not at all. I think straight men are coming to a point in this time and era where they're okay with admitting that they like their buttholes played with. And I think that's very sexually liberating for most men. Just because you like things in your anal orifice does not mean that you're gay at all. And if you fear anything up your butt, then you might have some slight homosexuality or just a really sensitive butthole. Or your chiropractor may have given you some anal PTSD.
I think she's trying to convince me this is a good idea.
It's worth trying. I've been ruined. If you like your butthole licked, you might be able to take it a step further. But you know...
I like my butthole licked.
You should take baby steps, for sure. You should take small steps towards new things.
I would rather lick your butthole than have you lick my butthole.
Well, you know, I just thought it's clean shaven. So
I don't want to give the girlfriend that much power.
I don't lose respect for a man when I fuck him with a strap on. I actually respect him more for being that sexually open with me. Because it's difficult. It's not something that's popular society yet, but it's getting there. It's slowly getting there. So Adam, 10541 says, "What's your dream?"
Wait, you sure that wasn't 10542 or 43 or 4?
I'm a little dyslexic, so I'll read it how I read it.
Okay.
What is your dream vacation and with whom? I love my dog, by the way. My dream vacation, not like that, guys. This is not a porn podcast like that. My dream vacation would be in Whistler, Canada, in British Columbia. And you know what? I would take my dog. I think it's time that this husky saw snow again because it's been quite a while since he got to be a true sled dog. He agrees. I just got to pound it over there. So, do you have a good recipe for lasagna? Says RJ Moon 25. Yes, I do, but it's a secret. And if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Marie Callender's, pop it in the microwave for about 6 minutes.
Good to go.
You have no food imagination for your size, do you?
Wow.
Cut low.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's move on.
You're
let's
taller than me. It doesn't mean that.
Let's move on.
Wow.
Joey, I'll cook for you. It'll make it better.
Next, she's going to fuck me in the ass. This is not going well for me.
I can only do one or the other. I can't cook for you and fuck you in the ass because one is counterinducive to the other. So I'll cook for
Good
you.
Good point.
I'll cook for you. Okay. It'll be wonderful. Better than Marie Callender's. This guy I'm going to skip because he just said, "Good evening, Ash Hollywood." And good evening, Joey. Thank you for that.
Pointless. Some of these people don't get the game.
Sean underscore 66669. That was really hard to read.
Satan? Wait. 69 with Satan? What is this?
Yeah, it is. Sorry 69 with Satan.
Sorry to insult any of your fans. In no way. But that's 69 with Satan. That's fairly creative, actually.
Yeah, it is. Or he had a little bit of a stutter. We're trying to say 69.
That's good.
If there was a parody of Tank Girl, you'd be her. Who do you see as perfect characters for the other comic heroes and villains? Well, seeing that Tank Girl herself, her best friends are stuffed animals and her boyfriend is a half man, half kangaroo, I can't think of anybody that looks similar to a kangaroo.
No.
And I don't know anybody small enough to be my stuffed animal. I might have to dress some people as furries.
Oh, that would be. That's the actually, only way that would work. That's pretty good, yeah.
And then they could be anybody underneath.
And you look like Lori Petty. You can pull that off.
Absolutely.
Have you seen Lori Petty lately?
Not lately, but you could also be in A League of Their Own then, too. Can anybody name another Lori Petty movie? No, I didn't think
Point
so.
Break. Point Break.
Fuck.
Her best movie.
Let's see. Les1968 says, "What is the strangest thing a fan has asked to buy off of you?" Well, I think I've told this story so many times because it is so strange. Someone wanted to buy a pair of underwear. Not any underwear, but very unsexy black standard boy shorts. You know the ones I'm talking about where you could wear working out or you could actually wear sexual underwear. And he went into detail over the course of 8 emails at least about how he wanted me to wear them for days. He wanted me to work out in them. He wanted me to masturbate in them. He wanted them so thick and creamy that my shorts would have been a biohazard, essentially.
Yeah, was he going to pay for the UTI that you were going to get from this? Yeah,
was he going to pay for the UTI that I was going to get from it and also send to him? Because girls just don't... If a girl has a healthy flora and vagina, she really isn't that creamy. So yeah. In order to make that, it would have caused me getting some venereal diseases and so on and so forth. So what I did instead was really evil. I just had my male talent boyfriend at the time come in the crotch of the panties and I sent them off. And I sprayed some perfume in it and whatever. And the guy sent me detailed emails back about how good my panties tasted. So I think I won that one. God.
You know, I have to say, there was one girl that I know that actually asked me about it. She had a guy that wanted to have her shit in a Ziploc bag. And it was like $250 or something.
Ew, that's
ridiculous. And I was like, she goes, I don't think I should do it. And I was like, no, you totally shouldn't do it, but you should. I was like, go pick up some dog shit. Who cares?
Yeah, nobody.
You know, go ask some dude. Go, hey, can you shit in the bag for me? Yeah, there's somebody that's going to do it for you. It's $250. She didn't do it, but yeah.
There is a website where you can send different kinds of excrement to people in a box. It used to be a real website.
And the delivery person lights it on fire.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah, you have to check that little box at FedEx. At FedEx, you like burn
on delivery.
Exactly. No, don't signature. Need it. It's like you don't need the signature. Just set it on fire.
Brandon 818CA says, "What's the most embarrassing thing you did growing up?" I don't know. You know, I did a lot of things to embarrass other people because it wasn't easy for me to be embarrassed. The last time I remember clearly being embarrassed in my life. My best friend when I was in kindergarten was a boy, and we used to play all the time. We were like the best of buds, little battle buddies. But when he was hanging out with a whole group of boys one time, he pantsed me in front of the boys, and so I kicked his ass in front of all of his friends. I was in kindergarten.
How mean.
But yeah, this is the last time I remember being embarrassed. After that, I didn't really let myself anymore. It's that one guy says, when you're ready to finally hang up your strap on and retire from porn... How do you want to be remembered by your fans and peers?
You don't want to be remembered.
I don't, I think when I leave, I don't want to be remembered because I'm recognized so often now that it's kind of becoming a handicap. It's keeping me from leaving my house more and more every single day. So I don't think I want to be remembered because I want my privacy back. Any comments?
I have no comments on that.
I think I hope you don't get remembered, honestly.
I don't even remember you right now.
Who are you again?
I don't know. Who am I? Shit. It's Ben. Just Ben says, any particular theme? I'm kind of an Ash newbie. I'm just welcome to your newest addiction. Just give into it. It's okay.
Exactly. Go to Ashaholics. Admit it.
It's that one guy feels like he can ask more than one question, and we'll let him because he's all right.
It's that one guy.
Can I please take you to the Rangers Red Wings game on Wednesday, 11/5? That's my one bucket list wish that I want to do with you. I may go to the game, maybe, but we might kill each other by the end of it.
I totally think
Rangers suck.
Well, because we like the opposing team.
Exactly.
So if my team wins, he's going to argue with me. And if his team wins, I'm probably going to have to kill him so he can't brag about it. Hockey.
Oh.
I went to a Kings Red Wings game many years ago and with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend got hit by a puck.
She got pucked. That.
I know. Got hit right in her shoulder. Like, and I was all like, I've been to a million games and pucks never.
Did she get anything for it?
No.
Did she get to keep the puck?
No, because the person sitting next to her grabbed puck, so she didn't even get to keep the puck.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would have given that guy a black eye so fast and been like, I got hit.
Exactly.
That's mine. It tagged me first.
Yeah.
Tag back.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
So Salvinger_Sappho says, how do you feel when people put emphasis on generic questions? I feel that it's very rude because when you capitalize things, it makes me feel like you're yelling at me and the emphasis does not come across gracefully. Mongoose Loose Texas, TX, says, have you ever been to Texas? Emigrate. We love you. I used to live in Texas before you guys had viruses break out there. that seems to be it for my questions.
That's it?
Yeah. Actually, wait, there's one more that just popped up from Red's 38. If you ever had a chance to do something else or go back to school, what would you like to do? Love your work, by the way. Well, I would tell you guys my exit plan, and I probably have in previous things, but when I sneak out of porn, I don't really want you guys to find me. I want my privacy back. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to tell you my plans because, well, I don't want to jinx it. But just know that there's good things coming along the way, and this probably won't be the last you see of me once I stop taking off my panties for money.
I bet you she's going to Barstow. She's going to work at the Sizzler or the McDonald's that's on a train.
Exactly.
She's going to buy a little one house day, for $52,000. Like
someday, one of you fans out there is going to be sitting at a Denny's waiting for your Grand Slam breakfast, and this waitress is going to come over, and it's going to be Ash.
That would be awesome.
Hey, so do you need some syrup with that?
No, I want a dealer at like a casino, but not like a good casino, like State Line.
What I really want to do is I want to get together enough girls and give them my silly, awesome, trendy haircut that everybody recognizes me for. And I just want to send a bunch of Ash Hollywood doppelgangers out in the world with like fake tattoos exactly. that look like mine. And I just want to see how many people are like, oh my God, I saw you in this place and I saw you in that place. So we're going to start a whole Twitter movement, where in the world is Ash Hollywood, and see how many people recognize my little doppelgangers. So
I have a question, a Twitter question for you.
What?
What's the funniest thing that you've ever seen happen on a set? Like that you just thought, and it didn't happen to happen to you, maybe to somebody else you were watching, but just what's the funniest like experience thing that you just went like embarrassing for somebody else or whatever?
I mean, I've never actually seen anything particularly funny. It's the conversations that I eavesdrop in that are quite hilarious. And the conversations that I have with people generally, I just cannot believe that they let people graduate from public education sometimes. I had one girl who I was talking to, and she was talking about a trip to Cabo, and I'm trying to discuss this with her, and she goes, Cabo, do you need a passport for that? Where do you get one of those? How much does it cost? When will it get to me by? Mind you, this conversation is also happening over a smartphone. And I said, darling, all of these questions you can type into Google and you will get the answers.
Yeah.
I also get really fun ones.
You
want
to play Guess That Girl.
You want to play Guess That Girl? The other really fun one that I've quoted many, many times before is this girl coming up to me going, oh my God, your nose is so cute and little. Who did it? I said, well, honey, my mom and dad. And she goes, oh, they're surgeons? That's so amazing. You're so lucky to have parents that are surgeons. I said, yeah, they specialize in frontal lobotomies. And she goes, but you don't need a tummy tuck.
Oh.
And I said, oh, thank God for public education. And I walked away. But I thought that in my head.
Was she blonde?
They were both blonde, actually. Huh. Which is only funnier because I'm the blonde talking back to them, going, oh my God, you're such a fucking cliche.
And they're probably saying the same thing about you. What a fucking cliche. She thought she was funny.
No, I've had people tell me all the time, I don't usually like blondes, but there's something about you, Ash. And I just keep thinking more and more, I should be a fucking brunette so people leave me alone.
You should go brunette.
I've been thinking about it.
I'd hit it.
I really have.
I think a dark, deep, dark chocolatey brown would look really good.
Well, see, I really messed up because
if you want to go really crazy, go black.
Well, exactly. If I would have thought correctly about it when I got into porn, I would have dyed my hair a different color so that when I got back out, I could look like me again and nobody would actually recognize me.
Right.
But now I think I'm going to have to do the reverse where I've been blonde all my career. And I'm going to have to change my hair color so that people don't recognize me for a while once I get out.
Right.
Or get a nose job.
I don't need a nose job.
I hear your parents are good at it.
My nose is already so cute and little.
Exactly. So, well, that thanks for Twitter, right?
Yeah, good. Twitter is always great. I don't get many questions on Twitter, so.
Mo, with your amazing commentary and your great sense of humor and personality and talking about buttholes, where can we find you and the amazing things that you do on this network?
You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or you can find me on, in the Julieland universe, theaveragemo.com.
Com and cum sound very similar sometimes.
Theaveragemo.com. C-O-M. If I would have misspelled that accidentally, that would have just been classic. Oops.
Oops. Freudian slip.
Don't say you. Don't say you. Don't say you.
And I've been your host, Ash Hollywood. This has been another wonderful rendition of Ashaholics. You can find me on the pages of ashgirl.com or on julieland.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood, along with my many other social media. I have to leave now so I can go feed my cats and my dogs. Bye, guys.